Tanya, you were a bartender for 15 years, but then turned to developing fragrances. How did that happen?
Well, it's mixology in just a different way, working with customers still and still, you know, making them happy. So, blending together fragrances is similar to a fussy martini, if you will.
Well, that's a comparison I hadn't heard before, but it kind of makes sense. So how do you learn to work with fragrance? What kind of training did you need to get? How do you develop your nose for that?
Well, for me, I've always had, a stronger sense of smell, be able to distinguish different things and, practicing. And then being trained with a perfumer in Chicago, I also spent some time in Paris, and I trained with a boutique perfumer, much like what I do, and then also with a husband and wife who own their own private laboratory where high-end cosmetic companies come to them. So, again, my nose is definitely not as trained as them. They, in my experience with them, they're familiar with over 2,000 different aromas. Yeah, it's just working with the aromas and recalling the memory, because our sense of smell is also connected to our memory. So you're basically putting a smell into your memory bank.
That's true. I think in a lot of organizations, like for instance, real estate, I've heard if you're selling a house, you need to bake cookies before a showing or a set of fresh apple pie on the oven, and that'll make people feel better about the home, more like it's home.
Yes, definitely. Connecting our sense of smell is connecting to our emotions and our moods. And yeah, the sweet smell of a comforting, warm-baked apple pie. Many people who that wouldn't make them happy.
So why do some fragrances appeal to some people and not to others? And I guess kind of the flip side of that question is, why do some fragrances smell different on different people?
So fragrances, again, it's all personal preference. And what might smell good to you might not smell good to me. I can probably go with like the older generation. Women tend to love florals, men tend to love the citrus nature and woody. And then like the younger generations, they love the sweet smell. So I can kind of discern, generationally what someone will like. But not necessarily, I couldn't say like you specifically would like, rose morning. So kind of like there's a broader, broader group. But when it comes to like what smells different on different people, it's the way our body chemistry is. And again, it's how much do you sweat? How much, fat do you have on your body? How much water did you drink? What kind of foods do you eat? So it's all like really a science that I don't know that they have, specifically pinpointed, why, but they can kind of give you categories like I just did and or, what the difference on your body based on, these different factors would relate to why something would smell different.
When I listen to you go through that list, it occurs to me that your favorite scent or how a scent smells on you in particular might change over a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I kind of reflect on, maybe something I liked in high school. Now it's like, it's appalling almost to me. And I don't know, that might be a trauma, because that happens too, where, a smell might invoke a negative mood for somebody. So, maybe like something like when I was a kid, the young gentleman used to wear the preferred sock. Now I can't even stand the smell of that. It just reminds me too much of, hormonal high school dance.
So what you do in the Aroma Labs is help people find their signature scent. And I see on your website you offer a 3-minute quiz to get people started. Maybe you just walk in person and skip that step. But how do you begin to help a customer find that scent that is their signature?
Well, in the lab, it is an experience where I walk them through. So I have 40 different aromas. And there are categories, florals, flavors, citrus, nature, and woody. And then I have them smell them. And then after they've smelled all 40 of them, then I show them how to blend together 3 recipes with basically 3 components of those categories. Sometimes, so doing that, like, they do it that way, that, you know, they're able to do it, you know, figure out based on, I try to tell them, you know, go with your gut instinct, go with that first emotion, you know, when you smell it, if you like it, you know, yes, keep it in your categories of like, don't put it down. You know, again, it's just, it helps them, and I allow the customer to kind of have their own experience with the fragrance. I have blended some together for customers that maybe have gotten a little paralyzed in the decision-making process. Lots of times, you know, I'll take something kind of wild and something that they didn't really think that they'd like with two that they really liked to kind of, you know, put together a well-rounded fragrance for them. The online portion, again, those are questions that we have put together, myself and my marketing team, to help customers go into the categories. So if you like your backyard is your most favorite spot, that's one of the questions down there. It's a tendency that you're going to, you know, gear towards maybe a floral or a nature and woody smell. If your favorite spot in your is your kitchen, maybe those scents that you enjoy more would be, you know, flavorful scents, whether it's the French vanilla or a bergamot. So that kind of helps the different categories online versus, you know, the in-person experience.
And where do you get these fragrances that you work with? Is there some kind of organic source for these, or where do they come from?
So I buy my fragrances through a perfumer in Chicago. He's been doing it for 30 years. So they are made of both, you know, made by organic chemists with both natural and synthetic components into the fragrance.
Have you found your own signature scent? Tell about your own personal process. How did you do that?
I have. I have four studio blends that are gender neutral that I actually wholesale to throughout the city of Kalamazoo. And those are the Gibson Studio 309, Kalamazoo Ave, or Michigan Ave, and Kalamazoo No. 5. So those blends are gender neutral blends that I've developed specifically. They, for me, I really like, I tried to incorporate like vanilla into the Gibson as heavy into vanilla. Men and women both enjoy the smell of vanilla. So Studio 309 has a heavy citrus base. I tried to incorporate, you know, one very popular component of each of the categories that I have as studio, be it floral, flavor, citrus, nature, and woody. And so each of those four have one of our most popular fragrances, you know, our, you know, notes that are in each of them.
So that customer comes in and they find their perfect signature scent. What happens next? You don't mix it up there right on the spot, do you? Or and
yes,
what kind of forms are you able to get that scent?
Yes. So the customer comes in, and yes, we have all the fragrances on site for them to smell and also for them to blend. And then they take it with them right then and there. And then we don't have just traditional bottles and roller balls. We have, if a customer wants a lotion, if they want a shower frosting or a sugar scrub, we also have solid fragrances. I have room sprays. I also have, my latest product is a car fragrance. So it's a little ornament that hangs in your car so your car can smell good.
I like that because I've often thought that with everything is so scented these days, from our laundry to our soaps to deodorants, and then there's the perfume itself, and there's so many scents around us that once you find that signature scent, it's kind of a nice thought that you can match everything up instead of walking around in a cloud of possibly not compatible scents.
Right. Yep. You can take it with you from your bathroom to your room space, whether it's your living room, your bathroom, your bedroom, your kitchen, because I also have hand soaps, and then you can take it into your car. Yep.
So we're going through this nasty pandemic right now, and people can't just walk in. How do you work with people during COVID?
So at this time, what I've been doing is I have a limited space in my studio for when they do create an appointment. So you can create a specific appointment on the online platform through Facebook or by messaging the Aroma Labs directly. We set up a private appointment for them to come in, and we treat it similar to a restaurant. I have the customer come in and wash their hands right away. It's for two reasons. One, that they can be safe, and then two, that they can use the products that are available. Then I have them sit down in front of the perfumer's organs that's been sanitized and cleaned, and they are welcome to take their mask off then, smell the fragrances, and then when they get up, they put their mask back on if they need to move out the studio. So again, private appointments, limited amount of people in at the same time, sterilization of all the things that they use, and hand washing.
And assuming that one of these days we're going to be able to return to life as we used to know it, you also offer, what, certain events, private parties?
Yep, we do birthday parties, bachelorette parties, holiday parties, corporate parties. Most of the time I have the customers come to me, but I have went to the customers as well with a small blending bar. Just depends on their budget and what type of event they're looking to do. I pride myself on being a business that's easy to work with, so I want to, relay that and all the experience. So, like, there isn't any extra fee for the use of the space.
And finally, where can we find you?
So I'm located downtown Kalamazoo at the Park Trades Building in Studio 309. You can also find me on all social media platforms, messaging, and through my website, www.thearomalabs.com.
Do you still drink cocktails and mix them for people?
I do. Yes, I do.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya. I appreciate your time.
Yes, thanks, and have a great day.